Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I read the story on Entertainment, now she means the New York Post. That's kind of, you know, we're talking about polyamory a lot on the show because we're always just curious about it. And Cameron brings in a great opinion. He's not a polyamorous, but he's mentioned that people, it's more of a live and let live situation with younger people.
Do you know people that are polyamorous?
I think that's a good thing that people are not Quaker stupid old-timey, they're moving forward, you know. I mean, the government's going to stay that way because of, you know, jackasses like Trump, but the country, the younger people, I stopped on that.
Yep, you did.
Younger people are going to move forward no matter what. Now, just please vote. That would help. But this is a group of 20 people, 20-plus people that are an all-in-one polyamory group. But all the guys, most of the guys are bi-curious, and most of the women are bi-curious.
They'd be, what's that, a birthday every 3 weeks?
That's just a lot of dong flying around.
That sounds like a commune.
That's what it sounds like to me.
It does sound like an ashram.
It's a suburb of Boston somewhere.
They all live on the same cul-de-sac?
Yeah. How would you even order pizza on a regular basis?
I've heard some swinging communities in Omaha. So
it
in
is
West
called
Omaha.
That's a
commune. That doesn't feel like a
relationship. They don't all live
together.
It's a neighborhood.
Yeah, see, that's a neighborhood. That just,
it ends up being like a, you're right.
Yeah.
But 20 people to choose from?
I mean, keeps it spicy.
No, that's good. But somebody's going to get, somebody can't handle that as much as the other people. That's 20 people.
Outside
it
of
says
Boston.
20 plus people.
Yeah, I just think you can't have any, you can't have a relationship at that point with all those people. Like, you can't have like an intimate relationship.
No.
But if everybody's just hooking up, I mean,
then
that's
that's just a swing. It's swingers.
Well,
swingers.
They describe it here, Cameron, an intricate structure formed of people with overlapping deep attachments, romantic, sexual, sensual, platonic. It's an evolving organism.
There are two people on the opposite ends of that spectrum. Like somebody that's so different from one another that like you got to go be a few degrees of separation before those two people. Like,
but maybe,
you know.
But maybe their sexual connection is very deep. Maybe that's all
it
is for them.
I hope they have that because I don't think the
20 people. Out of 20 people, if you're a horn dog, there's gonna be somebody in there you're tired of banging.
Think of the in-laws.
Oh my God. Is there? There's not pictures of these people up here.
No.
They probably prefer to remain anonymous.
Well, is this from a Dungeons and Dragons situation? Or?
No, I think
they're not all.
I remember seeing a picture of these. These are younger, young couples. You know, 30s.
Yeah, the in-laws would be
40s,
best. This is mid 20s to mid 40s.
Yeah, I've never seen the term hetero flexible. Although I do love that song, Hetero Flexible Man. Who sang that? You and I used to get up on stage and sing the Hetero Flexible Man song.
The Nixons.
The Nixons.
No, who did that? Who did the heterosexual man? Who sang that, Todd?
The Odds.
That's who it was?
Yeah.
Man. Nixons. What did Nixons sing? I love that band.
Sister.
There you go. Yeah. All right. The Nixons. Well, I was close. It's your sister.
Is that the song that one of the opening lines, he's like, overwhelming feeling? Yeah, something
That's
like that.
That's one of the cheesiest lines in any song.
Todd remembers that band, but not that he's got Tyler's earbuds.
I'm a heterosexual man. I love that song. Yeah. So, Yeah, 20 people in a suburb.
It says a lot of them are married and have primary partners.
Yeah, they do.
And then they're just jumping on the pile, apparently. Yeah,
I just think it's swinging.
It's a swinging. That
it's
sounds swinging. Like swinging.
Right. Yeah. It's swinging.
Well, but they keep it within that same group of people.
Right.
So it's not, I mean, it's not just open swinging with whoever comes by. It's they keep it within that group of people.
Somebody is still cheating outside that group.
Yeah, you gotta have a group.
Some guy goes, you know, you find me 10 chicks, I bang, I get tired of it. That's some dude saying that.
And there
you know?
Can't be a jealous bone in any of those 20 bodies.
Let's hope not, but 20 people, other somebody's gonna be more jealous than the next.
Probably.
The jealousy, time constraints, and broken boundaries can complicate what otherwise appears to be a frisky, freewheeling faction who are happily throwing convention out the window. So it sounds like it probably does happen occasionally.
Yeah, but there's got
to
be a lot of kids seeing a lot of uncles run out the back door. Man.
You said this is in West Omaha?
No, it's not Boston.
No.
Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Very different.
Boston, I see.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm familiar with a place years ago that I had heard rumors that a lot of couples were swapping in a West Omaha. And I'm saying that now, and I know a lot of people are going, whoa.
I know there are different
I've
pockets.
I've heard that from people that live in that community.
Why'd you move?
I never lived
there. Are different pockets in Omaha, but I don't.
Well, that's just
but I think with Nick, you want to end up in the right pocket. You know, you're going to get invited to a lot of different
But what I could
groups,
tell these people, these were younger, good attractive group. People all banging each other in this certain pot.
That's a better group.
And your Omaha thing, was that just a key party, basically?
From what I heard, yes.
From what I
heard.
And
people that knew, and I wasn't us, but people I knew, trusted well, would tell me these stories. I said, wow, man, you know. And I started, at sporting events, I'd see certain couples out there going, wow, all right.
They're like, go
no,
Mason!
I didn't hang. I didn't hang. I didn't live in that community. But I know I'm saying it out loud now just because I can, because my kids are out of school and I don't care about that kind of crap anymore. And I don't live in that community either anymore. That I never lived near that particular place. But
you just visited.
I'm just not out in that scenery anymore. I'm not hanging around with parents because there's no sports anymore. So it's cool. Mm. I can just say that stuff out loud now, you know.
Right. Is everybody like using protection? You think if with that many people that STDs would be a big
There's
got
to be rubbers everywhere. I think in every kitchen in that Boston community, there's M&Ms and a bowl of condoms, you know.
Although if
everybody, separate, though.
Are they keeping the sex within the 20 people?
That's what I'm saying. If everybody's tested and they're only banging people within their group, you probably could, you know.
It might make people happier in the long run.
You got to try. Oh, totally.
You know?
That's why I wanted to bring it up when Cameron was here. I think you're totally right. If they get past the jealousy bone, they're all having good, healthy sex.
Listen to this quote. There's one dude here, Robert, who said that when they started in, his wife started seeing this dude who was an absolute stud. He said, I felt totally lame and inadequate, like he was 100% replaceable. But in the end, the people in the polycule made him realize that their relationship was more than just sex, and it actually made it stronger, they say.
Yeah, well, the bull bangs his wife, he just sits over there and plays with himself. Yeah.
Or he goes and bangs somebody else.
Yeah.
He gets a little love, and then at the end of the day, his wife is still like, hey, what do you want to watch? You know what I mean? Like, still got to...
But
it's also consensual. But don't you think some guys are just not getting some of those girls?
Yes, out of the 20, there's got like everybody's banging the stud, and some other dude's just like, well,
I think if you went to like a key party, there might be a guy that's like, you know, gets to the locker and she's like, I don't think I want to. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in that situation. But I think if you're in a group, everybody's going to get some love. Everybody's going to get some attention.
Yeah. Well, some of these guys are bi curious too, so they might get dong. You know,
well, that's love too.
Flexible.
You know, they're getting love.
Yeah, whatever.
Dong is love too.
Whatever
right?
kind of love they're looking
especially
for.
Especially if
that
you're
moment.
Bi, yeah. If you're not bi,
that's love.
Not love. Yeah.
No, they've been living in this situation since 2020. So
that what it says?
Obviously,
4 years.
There's some kind of equitable agreement. I don't know if people have come and gone since 2020, but it's
probably a lot.
We just don't know about the gone.
They might have left. Probably a lot.
The polycule has been around since 2020.
Is the cap 20 if somebody leaves, is there like an opening? Like is somebody, like
yeah,
is
you
there
apply.
A wait list?
Yeah.
One in, one out?
I think it's one of those, you have to bring a partner with you. You can't show up single.
Probably.
It's like a sex club, there's got a woman coming with you. You can't
and is
show
it 10 of
dude.
Each?
I would hope so.
Like gender?
10 dudes?
It's got to be 10 couples.
10 women?
I don't know.
You'd think. You'd hope just for fairness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be
in but everybody's kind of into whatever, so it feels like the breakdown wouldn't need to be that clear.
Well, they didn't say everybody. They said majority, though, are bi-curious on both sides.
But I wouldn't want to be.
So there might be just a hetero dude out there.
Polycule with 17 dudes and 3 women.
No.
Yeah. Maybe 17 women and 3 dudes
would be
a better polycule.
But Cameron said, dong is love, too.
Dong is love, too. I don't know. Don't deny yourself the opportunity for happiness.
I'm not hetero-flexible.
Despite everything you hear here.
Yeah, we're not hetero-flexible.
Despite 4 or 5 hours a day, Todd's not.
All the homoerotic talk on the show. Yeah, we're just straight
we're
dudes.
Just talkers.
Yeah. We're
just a bunch of big talkers when it comes to that.